I got a few kind of big takeaways that I've seen. The first one is the team, just having a solid team. So making sure the people you hire have depth of character and are on board with your mission, and that you're going to work well together with them. I think, honestly, if I had to just pick one thing, I think that would be it.
Welcome to Pest Posse TV. The ultimate hub for pest management professionals hungry for success. Brought to you by the Pest Posse, your trusted resource for pest control related training and information. The Pest Posse is here to arm you with the skills and knowledge needed to propel you toward unparalleled success in the pest control industry. Whether you're a seasoned pest management professional looking to sharpen your skills or just getting started in your pest control career, we've got you covered with riveting discussions, expert interviews, and insider insights that will not only educate but entertain. So get ready for a journey into the pest control industry like never before, right here on Pest Posse TV.
Welcome to Pest Posse TV. This is Cully Christensen, visionary and creator here at the Pest Posse.
Boy, you're just full of spit and vinegar and energy all today, aren't you? It's about time.
I just had to flip the switch and I'm on.
How many cups of coffee did you have this morning?
I haven't even finished the first one yet. I'm just so excited to be here with you.
Oh, wow. We are just so much in trouble today.
It sends my Parker. Energy level through the roof.
Oh, man. Well, I'm Foster, head wrangler here at the Pest Posse, best-selling author, Captain Productivity, PMP columnist. Just don't call me late for dinner, I think. I don't know, whatever else.
Hey, as you guys hear this, everybody get online and send Foster a nice little message, tell him how fantastic he is. He needs a little pick-me-up this morning as we record this, which is probably several months before you're actually listening to the podcast, at least several weeks.
I always need my ego stroked. You know, I'm just over here, you're just slave driving me away, and I'm just trying to work it and make it happen, you know? And you're just
that's the great thing about working with a workaholic is you actually don't have to slave drive. They do it all by themselves.
You made me a workaholic. That's what it was with your slave driving. I had to just switch everything. I was just a slug, and I just had to amp myself up here to keep up with you.
So as we do this intro for you all, and we're all over the place, I just want to apologize for January 29th podcast, where I was not very excited about Foster's book. But you know what? The reality is Foster's book is fantastic. Number one, it's well written. Two, it's short and sweet. It's to the point, but it's very, very good quality content. And it deserved to be number one. And so Foster is a number one best-selling author, and I'm grateful to have him in the house with us. And if you're wondering why I don't have a book, it's because nobody wants to hear what I have to say because they're afraid. That's fear talking, people.
Well, I wouldn't say that that's what it is. I would say that that's you not having the time, the energy, the focus to actually write a book. I think people would want to hear
focus is the good one, boy. I get no focus at all. You can tell I'm all over the place.
People are listening to this and going, okay, so what is going on? You guys are just like hop skipping all over the place. We don't know what's happening. It's all good stuff. I don't even know what's happening. I'm just here to hit and record. I don't even know what's going on. I'm trying to pretend like I know what's happening. I got nothing on this.
Seriously, Foster's book, we've already had people get back to us and tell us how some of the principles in his book have seriously increased their sales productivity by significant amount, double-digit amounts. So if you haven't checked that out, get over to Amazon. You can get that book on audio. I don't remember if I got it on Audible or if I got it on Spotify, but it's available in Audible versions. And then it's also obviously available in a hard copy. And I think what's it called when you just get it on an e-copy or what?
Yeah.
Is that?
So that's what is that? The whatever version of that is the Amazon ebook. What is that? The Kindle. That's what it is. Yeah. Version. Kindle.
There you go.
I don't even read ebooks, so I don't even know.
The nice thing about, I mean, if you're really into Kindle, you can highlight and you can bookmark and stuff. And you can also do that in the hard copy. You cannot do that in the audio copy, which is why I have both. Because I can listen to it and I can get through it on the audio copy. But then if I want to go back and I want to get more detail, I have the hard copy and I can highlight and I can, you know, make notes and go back and study that, those principles. And so it's really good to have that hard copy, in other words. And then you buy a hard copy, you can come and visit us at one of the expos we're at or one of our something else, and you can get Foster to sign it. And he doesn't even charge for his signature. Wow. Famous people usually charge for those.
I know, and I need to start charging for it. I'm just so nice. You know, I'm more in person. I just give that signature, and, you know, pretty soon it's going to show up on eBay for like $1 million, and I'll just be like, well, I lost out on that one. Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know? So.
All right. So enough of us hawking our wares. Remember to get on to Pest Posse TV. We've got the Learn, Grow, and Succeed subscriptions. Obviously, the Learn is free. The Grow is nominal charge. We even only take yearly subscriptions to that because it's so nominal. And then the Succeed, which gives you access to everything, including our monthly webinars and just all kinds of content, PMP magazine content. Well, that's free too, but you get it all. Our community, which is getting more and more vibrant all the time, which is fun. I'm going to be getting on there later and doing some posts from stuff I found yesterday. And all right, today we have an absolutely fantastic guest. We have Gabe Seymour from Pest Patrol. Gosh, watch my mouth.
Yeah, Cully, it's Pest Patrol. And Gabe is the owner of this company that he has had tremendous success with here just the past few years. I think just grown really rapidly, and it's just great to see him. And that's why we have him on today to really learn about his success. He's also the host, along with Andy from Permatech, for their podcast, which is Coast to Coast Pest Talk. Great podcast. We've actually got a link to that. If you go on to pestpossetv.com, you can check that out. Coast to Coast Pest Talk. Guys need to check out that podcast. Again, great podcast. But today we are focusing on Gabe and his success that he's had with Pest Patrol.
Absolutely. I like these episodes when we have professionals on because we can learn different tidbits about how somebody else is running their company or what struggles they're working through and how they solve those. And it helps us run our own businesses better, I think, and make tweaks and changes that could make us better and more successful. So, yes, this is a great interview. Let's get in there and listen to what Gabe has to share.
All righty, let's do it. Hey, Gabe, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. We certainly do appreciate your time. So why don't you give a quick 60-second elevator speech as far as, you know, who's Gabe?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Portland, Oregon here, the beautiful city of Portland, Oregon. And I'm married. I've got 5 kiddos, and I run a pest control company.
Wow, you got 5 kiddos. How old are your kids?
8, 6. Okay, I can do this.
we didn't know where we were going to put this.
You didn't put this in the questions. 8, 6, 4, 2, and 5 months.
Oh, 5 months old. Oh, wow. Congratulations on the 5 month old. That's awesome. Yeah. So, I'm assuming a mixture of boy girls.
Yep. 3 boys, 2 girls.
Fun. Yes. Excellent. So we know you got 5 kids. We know you're in the beautiful city of Portland. I've been up there. I love Portland area. I love the Pacific West. It's just such a beautiful area up there. And you own Pest Patrol. There's got to be more about Gabe. So what are three things that maybe people don't know about you? We're going to dig deep now.
All right. The first, well, you know, I had the five kids was one of those things. So that takes up one. The other one on the list is I was planning on being a professional musician.
Okay.
And
okay.
Now I do pest control.
All righty. So I guess you found that maybe being a musician wasn't profitable or just kind of too hard, and then the pest control just kind of happened.
Yep, I was going to college for music, and I met my wife, and I decided I'm gonna just drop out and get married. So
goodness gracious! Wow.
So that's what I did.
That's kind of crazy. Well, I guess that was true love at first sight. You're like, yeah, you know, school can wait. That's like, all right.
All of a sudden, family and not traveling around the world playing in orchestras sounds really nice. So,
yeah, nice. So orchestras. So what's your instrument? What do you like playing? And what kind of genre of music do you like playing?
So I did, growing up, I did mostly like classical stuff and I was doing percussion. Oh. And then I did a lot of jazz drum set. So got to do like drums for, jazz groups, kind of rock groups. Okay. And but mostly orchestral stuff. That was my plan, was to go play in an orchestra somewhere.
Oh, fun. How neat. Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, recently I've been talking to a couple of people that are in the pest control industry, and it seems like they've started out as a musician, something like that. So it's kind of interesting with that. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to hear that. Okay. So we got the kids, we got the orchestra, we got that stuff. Okay. So we got number three. So what's something else you might not know about?
One thing. All right. We're digging deep here. I've got a bunny rabbit.
Okay. Now, do you have just one bunny rabbit? Because, you know, bunny rabbits, you know, they can make more bunny rabbits, especially if you have two.
You know, I had two, but they were unfortunately both male and unable to create more. So, and then one ended up getting heat stroke, incidentally. Oh. So now I have one.
Now you have one. Oh, poor thing. Oh, that's not a good thing. Well, there you go. There you go. Poor little bunny. So what's the bunny's name?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. I love it. That's great.
Yes. That's awesome. He's a gray lion head. So he's got big, puffy kind of, you know, hair on the top and gray and white speckles. So.
Oh, wow. That's neat looking. Wow.
Yep.
That's super cool. Well, awesome. We'll see. There we go. We found three things about Gabe that people probably don't know. And now, like we say, the more you know, there you go. We got you educated on that. Oh, my goodness. So so pest patrol, how did this all come about?
Yeah, so we're just about 3 years old. We'll be three in October 8th. And so we started during COVID, during 2020. Just right in the heat of everything. And the main why for pest patrol was I saw a lot of opportunity in the pest control industry, just for companies that really love their customers, that are going to operate with honesty and integrity. And then just the chaos of COVID, I felt like I wanted to create a place where a team could be really safe and have sort of a refuge of sorts, because there was just so much craziness going on. And so we launched Pest Patrol.
Yeah, interesting. And that short amount of time, 3 years that you've been doing that, and congratulations on that anniversary. I would say that you've been pretty successful because you have two service technicians. Is that correct?
Yeah, two full-time and a part-time. And then I'm out in the field a bit.
Yeah. So that, I mean, congratulations on that. I mean, you've had some steady growth, and really succeeded on that. I mean, even through COVID, which I think is great. I mean, you know, starting anything, you know, again, there's really no right time to start a business. I mean, let's just be totally honest, but, you know, that's kind of neat that, you know, you've been successful, you'd weathered through that. So now it just seems like everything's kind of pretty gravy for you because, well, if you can get through COVID, I mean, what else can be thrown at you with a business owner? There's not much left that I can think of, you know, a pandemic's pretty right up there, you know?
Yeah, but it was so interesting with COVID because, and I didn't realize this till a little bit afterwards, where everyone went to working from home. And so they were all of a sudden way more aware of the pests around their home. Everybody was making home offices in their basement and they were hearing rats scurrying above their head. And it was really interesting to have that be kind of the first experience of the business. And it hasn't been until getting a little past that I realized, oh, we get, you know, we're getting less of those type of calls because people are starting to go back out. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of, well, I wouldn't say it's kind of an interesting outcome that I don't think anybody really thought about in the pest control industry when the pandemic happened, that, yeah, man, we were just busier than a one-legged man in a, you know what, kicking contest. And because everybody's at home, they're going to see the bugs, they're going to see the pests, they're going to hear the squirrel or the rat running on the ceiling. So yeah, of course they're going to call the pest control company because they're more at home and they're normally not there when that stuff's going to be happening. And like you said, they're building stuff in the basement. Or maybe they didn't go to the basement where all the things were running around. So, you know, so I guess it was kind of a, you know, really kind of a good thing for us here in the pest control industry because, you know, we just, we're recession proof and now we can say we're pandemic proof and that just goes to show. So I think that's pretty cool. So now you mentioned a little bit as far as, you know, the why there for pest patrol. But when you look at that, as far as a business owner, Gabe, what do you really consider your why?
Yeah. What's my why? This was the hard question. This is what I spent the most time thinking about. I had a bunch of different crossed out answers. So I'm a Christian. I get a preach on your show here.
perfectly fine. No problem.
So my big why for my personal character, for my reputation, for my kids, for my marriage, for my businesses, all of that is my end goal is I want the people around me to see it. And I want them to see something that's unique, that's different. I want them to be drawn to it, to see it as beautiful and compelling, because I want them to recognize that I'm a college dropout and shouldn't be running a successful business. I want them to be pointed to God, to Jesus. That's at the end of the day, that's why I have a family, why I want a healthy, thriving marriage, why I want a business that's thriving and growing, is I want the world to see that God's way works.
That why I think even really kind of correlates to the success with the business. You know, people see that. People see that when you interact with that customer and you're talking to them, that's going to come out. I mean, whether you think it's going to come out or not, and whether you're trying or not, a customer's going to pick up on that. They're going to pick up on that genuineness with you and you're going to pick up on your faith, maybe not realizing that you're a Christian, maybe not realizing that, but people are going to pick up on that kind of stuff. It's amazing how we're interesting creatures as humans. When we really start breaking it down, you know, how much we can pick stuff up without really it being said to us directly. We have the senses, we have the vibes, and it really comes through when you're talking to people. I mean, me and my wife more so than anything. I mean, we can really pick up on somebody's character, somebody's really thought process on life just by hearing with what they're saying and how they're articulating themselves and just what's coming out of their mouth. And again, people like that. People like to not be sold, like to be told the truth, like to be, you know, be told that this is really what's going to be happening and not have just a bunch of fluff thrown at them. And no, I think that's a great why that you have. And again, just like I said before, it really kind of, I think probably just is part of the reason why you're so successful with what you've done in a short amount of time. 3 years and having two techs and a part-time, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's definitely nothing to sneeze at. I mean, I think a lot of companies would be looking at that right now and be like, I'd want that. And two, let's also look at it as far as, you know, the area that you're in, Portland. I mean, you know, I always think of, you know, the Pacific West there, you know, a lot of more termite issues, maybe rodent issues, carpenter ants, not a lot of typical cockroaches, ants, spiders. I mean, I'm sure you guys get that, but thinking of it more being a damp environment and your pest pressures are different than right. what most states are going to be dealing with. So again, having the need for pest control, I guess that's what I'm saying, is probably maybe that pressure's not as great as maybe we're here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I mean, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a customer sees one ant and they're calling the pest control company, they got an infestation. You know, it's a totally different ballgame. And again, population's a little bit less where you're at. So I just think that's great. Now we didn't, you know, to kind of step back, we didn't mention it. You said you're like in the Portland area. So you guys only cover in Portland, or how far is your radius out that you're going as far as covering that territory?
So we do you have Portland, and then the second largest city in Oregon is Salem, which is just south of Portland and our state's capital. So we do Portland, and then we cover Salem as well. Salem is about an hour drive south of Portland, hour and 15. So that's most of our radius, is those two metropolitan areas.
Okay. So that's good. That's not a very big, you know, not a very big radius when you're looking at it and having that many techs. I mean, I think it's great. Again, just kind of congratulations on that success with that. So it goes to show that you're doing something, that you're providing an exceptional customer service, which I think is great. You know, I think that just speaks volume.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, that's kind of been our motto, is just keep plugging away.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all you can do. Now, with opening up Pest Patrol, think back to this. Well, it wasn't too long. First aha moment that you had after you started the business.
Yeah. I feel like I've had nonstop aha moments for 3 years.
And that's okay. There's no problem with that. Can you think back to the first one that you had that was like, kind of just maybe, or just even the one that just kind of, just even if it's recently, that just kind of stands out more than others?
Yeah. One that I think of is, the very first customer I ever got, we ended up, we still have them on board. They're a quarterly client of ours, and they had a really bad rodent infestation. And so we cleared out their rodent. We did a trapping and exclusion service. And it was the type of thing where it had been going on for probably 10 years. And there was just so many droppings accumulated in their crawl space. And so so we quoted them out to just remove all the droppings from their crawl space. And it was quite a small house. I want to say it was maybe 600 square feet. So it was a really small little pad. And I think I quoted them something absurdly low. I want to say I quoted them like $400 or something to do the work. And I remember then looking back maybe 3 or 6 months after the fact, and my prices had like quadrupled from that, for that type of, you know, that scope of work, and being like, what? I just had no idea what I was doing. You know, I was just flying by the seat of my pants. So I feel like now I know more or less what works, and we've, you know, established more of our pricing and stuff, but man, early on you didn't know what you didn't know.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing when I talk to new business owners, we consult with folks. That's the biggest thing. How do I price stuff? How do I price that? What do I do? You know, and if you haven't been in the industry a long time, or maybe you've been a service technician for a while, you really don't know what the market bears. But there's nothing wrong with going in and just shooting by the hip to get the business going. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, it's funny when you look back at that, you're like, yeah, even just kind of in a short amount of time, you're like, boy, I should have done more for this. But like you said, you don't know what you don't know. And that's part of the building process with the company. You have to go through those pains. You have to go through those aha moments. In order to be successful, in order to grow it, in order to change things, you have to. All businesses go through that. You have to.
Yeah.
If you don't, sorry, you're lying to yourself, because we're all going to go through that as a business owner.
Yeah. And when you're first starting off too, what you have a lot of is time, because you haven't built the customer base yet. And so it's better to get some money and at least stay busy and learn your lessons than just spend your time sitting on your hands.
Exactly. You're so right. You're so right. Because yeah, if you're just sitting on your hands, you're not making money, you're not growing the business. So you got to try to grab what you can and do what you can to start out with. Yeah, you're so right, Gabe. 100% right. And thinking about this with these aha moments and stuff, I mean, it really has been the key to growing Pest Patrol.
I got a few kind of big takeaways that I've seen. The first one is the team, just having a solid team. So making sure the people you hire have depth of character and are on board with your mission, and that you're going to work well together with them. I think, honestly, if I had to just pick one thing, I think that would be it. The other more practical things would be Google reviews are huge, right? So we really doubled down on Google. So in 3 years now, not quite 3 years, we've gotten 107 five-star Google reviews, which is about 33 a year or so. And that's been massive. So that's really helped our organic reach. And then social media content. That's huge. I mean, that's how you and I connected here on LinkedIn. I've been surprised. I've gotten a tremendous amount of sales volume from like LinkedIn and stuff. But the biggest thing for me has been the network of friends and relationships I've built. So I just, my Rolodex now of people that I can text and ask questions, they've saved me in so many situations. You know, how do I quote out this crazy commercial job? Or how do you, what certifications do I need for this thing? Or how do you do this termite thing? I'm constantly asking people that are vets in the industry that I met on LinkedIn questions.
Yeah, and I think that's just so important. Like you said, is just finding that network of people that you can fall back on. Social media is huge with that. And I've been seeing you post for a long time. I think probably even the very first post seeing you, and I think it's great. And it really, let's be honest here for a minute. How difficult is it for you to do those posts every once in a while? Is it taking a lot of your time, or how difficult has it been for you really to do that with running a business and getting those posts put out?
It's not like the individual posts aren't terribly difficult, but it's the consistency over time. That's the hard thing. So I've been posting for just under 2 years consistently. What I've found is there's like, you can't post enough content. You could never post too much content right now. It's like, there's just an endless voracious appetite that people have for just normal everyday content from your business. And they don't want to see the chintzy, like salesy stuff. They want to see like genuine, helpful content. And, yeah, it's been tough. The main thing that I fall into, and part of this is just me being a younger guy and learning consistency and stuff, is that I will, I'll post a bunch of, I'm better at this now because I schedule content, but especially when I was starting out, I'd record a ton of content and I'd just post it all. And then I would not record content for a couple weeks. And then I'd get inspired again and I'd record a ton of content and take a bunch of pictures and I'd just post it all. And if I had just had a little bit of methodic, hey, let's schedule these out every couple days, I could have scheduled it out for 6 months, but I just like dumped it, which I would do different now. But that was kind of my experience. But yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is time consuming. But like I said, you hit on some key, I think two key things there that I think is not said enough. And that's consistency. And that's getting a scheduler and scheduling the content, because it might look like that it's random, folks, but I hate to tell you, when you pull back the curtain, I mean, we hear at the Pest Posse, but that's what we've been doing. All of our posts are scheduled. Everything we do is scheduled. You have to do that as a business owner. You have to do that if you're going to stay consistent. You can't do it any other way. So any takeaways from that, that's what you guys need to learn, is that consistency and scheduling. If anything from this episode, If you're going to try to make it with social media, that's what you need to do. Now, looking forward with Pass Patrol, what are your grand plans?
How far forward?
Let's go 5 years. Let's go short. Everybody okay. says the 5 years. Let's go the 5 years.
I'd like to have a full-time videographer and be making a mini docuseries on the pest control industry. So like trying to get those onto places like Amazon and Netflix and that type of thing. More for like from an entertainment slash education around things like, proper rodenticide use, traps, products, that type of thing. So that's a big thing for me is wanting it just from the content side is wanting to have somebody dedicated to that. And then our goal is to it's very seasonal here. I don't know what it's probably less seasonal where you're at. But for pest control, we have our winter season is really, really slow. Fall is pretty slow, but winter is like dead. I'm learning to enjoy the seasons more and to accept the seasons a little more. So, my goal is to basically hire a new technician each spring, and indefinitely until we can't, and to just, cause that's when we get that big boom spring and summer. And then to focus on sales during those seasons, to increase our reoccurring base and then enjoy the slower seasons and do more admin and all that during that time.
Yeah. I think that's some good aspirations, good goals that you have there. Now in closing here, we're wrapping this thing up here. What would you like to say to any new business owners that are starting, going to be starting a pest control company? They're thinking about doing it.
A big couple things is you need to know your financials. So you need to understand how to read a profit and loss statement. And you have to have a good pulse on that so that you know if you're are you making money? Are you losing money? Where's your break even point? That type of stuff. So you can price your services and all that. I'd say that's huge. Something I've been hitting on a lot on LinkedIn, especially is if you start a business, don't ruin your family over it. Don't ruin your marriage over it. You don't want your kids to grow up and hate you and you have a successful business because you've lost the game at that point. So focus, put your priorities correctly. And then I'd say delegation is massive. Learn how to delegate quickly and effectively. And then lots of content online. Content is king.
Yeah, I think that's really great. Really great closing advice that you have there, Gabe. I really, really appreciate that. It's a very good message. And I really do appreciate your time today. It's been great to get to know you. Look forward to just seeing you grow and succeed even more. And I just wish you much success. And again, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor.
Thanks for listening to this production of the Pest Posse. Want to sharpen your pest control skills and knowledge? Then you don't want to miss out on PestPosseTV.com. Head over there for a treasure trove of video-based continuous training, weekly episodes, and so much more that will help you learn, grow, and succeed in this great pest control industry. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, Pest Posse TV is your go-to resource for pest control-related training and information. It's like having a mentor and trainer right at your fingertips 24/7. Be sure to follow the Pest Posse on social media to catch the latest updates and exclusive sneak peeks into what's coming up next. Be sure to tell your friends, colleagues, your neighbor, heck, tell everyone you meet about the Pest Posse and the awesome content we provide. Until next time, remember, pest control is an adventure. So go out there and enjoy the adventure with Pest Posse TV.